The Deputy Prime Minister cited UN data showing that terrorists from 100 countries have entered Syria in order to create a caliphate state. Speaking through an interpreter, he said it is the international community's duty to stop this flow.
If you do not stop those member states that support terrorism, along with the terrorists they are sending, the fire that has broken out in Syria, Iraq and Libya will continue to spread beyond.
Mr. Al-Mualem also wondered why powerful member states, as he described them, continue to intimidate some countries while ignoring nations which disregard UN Security Council resolutions.
Why do some of your governments support countries that are used to export their crises outside their borders? Why do you support them while knowing that they only produce destruction? How can developed countries governed by elections and parliaments ally with countries that originally do not have parliaments and do not recognize an active half of the society, being women? How can your countries accept the ideas of sexual jihad, slaughtering, hand-cutting, burning, and systematic destruction of history, monuments, and culture?
The Syrian government has welcomed Russia's invitation to establish a coalition to fight terrorism in Syria. Moscow this week began airstrikes against targets in the country at the government's request. The Deputy Prime Minister described this as an effective participation in support of Syria's efforts to combat terrorism.
Terrorism cannot be fought only from the air, and all of the previous operations to combat it have only led to its spread and outbreak. Airstrikes are useless unless they are conducted in cooperation with the Syrian Arab Army, the only force in Syria that is combating terrorism.
Mr. Al-Mualem described Syria as a land baptized by the blood of people who are fighting terrorism while waiting for the UN to implement resolutions on combating terrorism.
I would like to say to all those who claim their keenness for the security and safety of the Syrian people the following. If you want to gain victory over terrorism and to achieve economic and political reforms, you have to honestly implement Security Council resolutions related to countering terrorism. Only then we can begin the countdown to the end of war in Syria, until we get to the final quarter hour and open the doors to implement what is agreed upon in the political dialogue.
Syrian Deputy Prime Minister Walid Al-Mualem speaking on Friday in the UN General Assembly. Diane Penn, United Nations.